Boy's loose! Trevor, what do you think? Psych, he's not fucking here! Ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh. Guess what? I'm solo. I'm solo in the studio. They let the boy off the leash. They shouldn't have done it! They shouldn't have done it, but they freaking did, dude. They freaking good. They did it. They did it. And you know what I'm going to do? Look at me. Is this my camera? You know what I'm going to do? I'm switching it up. Okay? This whole thing has been happening one specific way for, what, 7 years? I'm switching it up. If they let the boy off the leash, I'm shaking it up, dude. I'm shaking it up like a freaking magic eight ball. First of all, who invented that and who shakes it and goes, yeah, that's gonna, dude, that's the funniest thing. There's probably been such a wild question and they let the magic eight ball run their life. They were probably like, do I have lupus? And shook it and it said, nope. And it's like, all right, don't gotta go to the doctor. Like, you know what I mean? Should I come in this random homeless woman? Shake, shake, shake. I can do it. Something wild that should I kill my husband? Shake, shake, shake. Absolutely. Dude, that's how what's his name lost his dick. What's his name?
Al Capone.
Al Capone? Al Capone? No, the freaking woman, Lorraine Bobbitt. That's what Lorraine Bobbitt did. She goes, am I going to cut my husband's pee-pee off? Shook a magic eight ball. It said, yes, use a butter knife. And she just ended his pee-pee's life. Do you know that they tried to sew it back on? With what? Who's going to do the surgery? Jesus Christ. Who? You can't sew a penis on. You can barely get a penis hard without Blue Chew. You think you can sew it back on? No one's going to talk to me? Of course no one's going to talk to Michael. You're here alone. Trevor's not here. He's off doing his Scorsese thing. And I said it in the Patreon also, but we're so proud of him. But that's why no one's talking to you, Michael. But that's okay. They call me Riffmaster Blau. Zero people have called me Riffmaster Blau. Not one person in my life. I just want to let the jury know. Why do they let the jury know? They're fucking there. You don't need to, I need to let the jury know. Bitch, they're listening. Okay? Does anyone even understand how courts work? Why the fuck are you going to let a janitor, a guy who works at Dunkin' Donuts, one guy who definitely has some weird stuff on a goddamn hard drive, and some woman who works at a yarn store say yes or no to, did I murder this person because I ran them over with a Ford Fiesta? I'm going to trust those people? How the first person to say yes, this is how the court system should work, that person was on acid. Who is the first person? Who made up the courts? Who invented, you know, the people who wrote the fucking Constitution, and probably in and around there, they were like, this is how a court works. We're going to have blah, blah, blah of our peers. Who invented
1789
that?
1789 Congress was created.
Who? What? When?
1789.
1789, but that's Congress, Daddy. Who invented, like, there's going to be 12 people of your peers? Because that person needs to be, I mean, listen, it's obviously worked. I mean, some people are in jail and innocent, so it's not working for them. But that's neither here nor there. It has worked probably more times than not in a positive way. And can I say this? I don't know anything about anything, so I'm sure a lot of people are yelling at their fucking iPhones being like, Mucker, you're an idiot. This is the worst way to do it. But, you know, everyone has their own opinion about this is good, this is bad. But I think this is not an original thought. A lot of people think this. 12 random people are going to be like, yo, that dude's guilty. Put him in the electric chair. Which, by the way, an electric chair? Buddy, on my electric chair, I want there to be a massager. Because at least let me get a massage before I get electrocuted. You know? Let there be a dildo on my electric chair so I can get fucked in the ass twice. No laughter on this podcast? Zero. No laughter. That's okay. I'm yelling into the fucking void right now. On the electric chair, it should be one of those chairs at the mall that has the massager. So when I'm sitting down, I can put a quarter in there. It can massage me for 9 to 10 seconds before I get the volts in my goddamn head and I talk to the devil. No one wants to get on board with this?
That's scary.
What's scary?
What you just said.
Oh, why is it scary? I'm saying, dude, it's the last time I'm going to live. I can't get a guy. I'm just saying the chair should be. You know how you could choose? This is. I'm cooking now. You know how you could choose the meal that you want before you get electrocuted? I should be able to choose the chair that I use for my own electrocution. No one? I would pick a big-ass lazy boy with a Knicks logo on it. That's what I would do. You're already about to meet Satan himself. You already know that you're going to give, like, blowjobs to torches the rest of your life. Dude, hell's got to be hell, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
You should honestly be allowed to pick how you get killed.
That's fire, too. I like that. How would you choose?
Fuck to death.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, Jack, mute your mic. That was crazy.
I'd honestly opt for, like, a shooting squad.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I do? I get Dustin Poirier in there to fucking just choke me to death. Because at least I can come right before I fucking...
That's what I'm saying.
No, not fuck to death would be terrible, dude. They would, you open the door, it's just Shaq. You're like, oh, fuck. This is going to be the worst day of my life. But no, I like that.
It's always going to be the worst day of your life.
It depends on how you feel about life. You might be like, man, take this away. Because, dude, realistically, it really just depends on how jail's going for you. If you're like the king of the jail and you're getting eggplant parmesan made for you by the gangsters or whatever Sopranos did to my brain and I'm thinking the jail's like that, that's a great experience. But every single day, if you're someone's human fleshlight, you're like, bro, fucking fry me. You know? It depends on how jail's going for you. So, you should be able to choose the chair. And I like the thing that Jack pitched. You should be able to choose how you perish. I like that. How would I do it? Good question, everyone. No one asked me. Trevor's not here to ask me questions. So I'll ask my fucking self, you know? I'm doing solo over here. I'll ask my fucking self, how would I do it? Let me think. How would I do it? The Dustin Poirier thing, that was just a riff. I don't know. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. At least I'd go viral. I would definitely go viral. Is anyone recording me? Dude, if Dustin Poirier choked me out dead, no one recorded so I'd go viral, pissed. Pissed. Let me at least do a crowd work video before I die. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I found it. The riff made me find it. This is what I would do to kill myself. I would take everyone in jail. I would put them in a crowd, and I would just start doing crowd work, right? And I would, whoever got the maddest would kill me. And I would just try to be ruthless. Try to be funny, try to entertain people, but I would try to make whoever got the maddest kill me. I'd be like, it's open. If I say something that makes you real mad, you could kill me. That's what I would do. And I'd be like, yo, you got to record me. This whole like ring footage you have in this jail, record it, have Trevor edit it. It's the only one I trust. Have Trevor Wallace edit it and Trevor post it on my grid. And that's the adios Michael Blasson. Just having a dude that's 6'7" beating my fucking ass because I said he has a micro dick and I had sex with his mom behind a shed. Boom. Clip it. Clip it. That's how I would do it. Oh, I forgot. We're doing a little switcheroo. I said in the beginning, the boy's off the Richter scale, whatever I'm trying to say. I'm loose. I'm solo. Solo. Free solo. Dude, get a rope. Just get a fucking rope. Oh, look at me. I'm climbing. I got no rope. Get a rope. How about get a rope? How about you're dangerous? You probably have kids. Your wife is scared. Get a fucking rope, dude. Get a rope. How about this? Get a rope. Put it on your neck. If you fall, then you die. How about that? How about we do that? But get a rope. Look at me. I got no rope. I'm free solo. I got an idea. Get a rope. You're scaring everyone. Everyone's scared, okay?
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Shopify. Dude, if you're sitting on a business idea, the hardest part is usually just starting, okay? You can keep saying eventually, but at some point you need a storefront that actually lets people buy from you, dude. For us, having a real storefront matters because it gives your audience somewhere to go, whether it's merch drops, limited items, or something you've been wanting to sell forever, dude. Shopify gives you the tools to make it real. Dude, Shopify has everything you need to start selling from day one, and one of the biggest things is checkout, okay? When someone is ready to buy, you want the process to be simple. Shopify checkout helps more customers finish their freaking purchase, and when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap, and you hear that cha-ching! And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout, you get more time to focus on actually growing the business instead of trying to figure out all the freaking back-end stuff, okay? With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. If you're ready to stop putting off your business and start hearing cha-ching, start your free trial at shopify.com/socks today. You heard that right. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/socks.
Goddamn.
All right, I'm getting off track. My point is we're switching stuff up. We're starting with Sock Talk Secret Sock. And I think we're starting with Sock Talk. With Sock Talk, right, Jack?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, let's do it.
Great. We're starting with Sock Talk. Minute, where are we at? Minute 14 of the riff. We're starting with fucking Sock Talk. We're not starting. I fucked this all up.
I love it.
All right, give me some sock talk.
Okay. So sock talk from Antony.
Okay, let's pause there. I think it's Anthony, dog. What is it?
A sock talk from Antony.
Let's stop there. Let's just pause the show. Is it Anthony?
No, it's A-N-T-O-N-Y. Yeah.
So how do you say it? Anthony? Anthony. Honestly, I was going to make fun of that name. I like it now. Anthony.
Do you think he goes
by Ant
or Tony?
Anthony Balanchelli. Anthony. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, what's one thing the guys know is not true, but to this day still kind of believe? For me, it's if you jerk off before going out, your body emits a pheromone that women unconsciously pick up on and are attracted to.
Okay, Jack wrote this in. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, actually, that's funny that you say that. I think it's the opposite.
I do too. I don't think it's a positive pheromone to leave your house after you drove off. I think everybody knows, and I think people are repelled by it. I think if you do that and go into Wells Fargo, you have less money in your account. You don't even know how it happened. But I think the universe can feel what you just did, and there's like shame attached to it. I don't think you should feel shame. Jerk off whenever you want. I don't think you feel it should feel shame unless it's during a baptism. I don't think you should. The boy's loose. The boy's loose. Trevor, what do you think? Psych, he's not fucking here. All right. That's a crazy one. Yeah, I think literally the opposite. What do I think dudes do and they secretly know that it does nothing, but they need to do it anyways? I mean, a couple come to mind. I think one that comes to mind is stretching your penis. I don't think that does anything. I think if you do it like in a medical way, because I think that we had a Dr. Drew on and he said you like put a weight on and like leave it on for like hours daily, it can do something. But I'm talking about that like in the shower when you're a kid stretching it out, like you're like, okay, it's going to get bigger, it's going to get bigger. I don't think that does anything. And I think we knew it didn't do anything, but it makes us feel better to make an effort. I think that's definitely one of them. And I will say too, I think that myth of like if you jerk off before you go out or before like a date, whatever, you're gonna last longer. If you do it and then you have sex with in like 35 minutes, I think that's probably accurate. But I don't think it like helps your stamina. I really like, because think about it. If you jerk off before you go on a date, right? And then you have the date, and then you have like a drink before the date starts. That's like 40 minutes. Then you sit down and have dinner. If it's going well, that's like maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. Then you have like dessert. Maybe you go somewhere else for some ice cream. Then you're like walking around, like doing that whole rigmarole. By the time you get her back to your lair, what about 5 hours, 6 hours after you release the semen, it's over. You're reset, daddy. You're reset. So I don't think that you can last longer unless it's like that hour window or whatever. But, you know, all these dudes are jerking off, us included, when we were single, to be like, oh, I'm going to last longer. But baby girl, it's been 7 hours. We're back to square one. So that's two of them. That's two of them. There's another one. I got another one. I knew my boy in college. If he came at a girl, he would make her jump up and down to not get pregnant. And let me tell you something. That can't be right. There is no way that you jump up and down and the semen is like, whoa, whoa, and then falls out. That semen is going lightning speed towards the egg. There's no way that jumping up and down a gravity situation is going to be a problem. Because people probably got pregnant on a fucking roller coaster. Do you know what I mean? Jumping up and down is not going to do shit.
Imagine asking that. Like, hey, can you jump up and down real quick?
Yeah, bro. And she's like, I met you 7 hours ago at a Piggly Wiggly. It's wild. Yeah, so those are the three. Those are the three I would say definitely don't work, but you might feel some semblance of like feeling better about the situation if you do, but I don't think those work. Jack, you want to look up if the jumping up down thing, because what if there was like a shred of fact to that, which would blow my fucking dick in half.
Yeah, it's definitely not true. Yeah. But on BBC website.
BBC?
Said, which is hilarious. It's the British broadcasting. Not
Cock?
Not the right.
Sorry.
Nearly one in three Brits think women can prevent pregnancy if they jump up and down. Wash or urinate immediately after sex, a survey has revealed.
Wash? Like go take a shower?
Yeah.
Well, that makes no sense. The sperm is going to be extra clean when it gets an egg. All right. So that's my answer. Anyone else got something? Jack, you got something? Alex, you got something?
Well, in a less sexual thing, I know, like, they say you're not supposed to stand in front of a microwave. Because then you get like radiation.
Oh, is that not
and
real?
And I don't think that's real. I said that was just a complete
I think it is real.
I think that's real too, Alex.
I think it's real.
Microwaves.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry, guys. I think that is real. Let's see. This actually
especially
brings
microwaves
me
that the new thing is like having the microwave at like knee level, right where your balls are.
Yeah. It like sucks the semen out of you. That?
Yeah.
Yo, what? Goddamn. Oh my gosh. Who's at my door? That is probably my own cock. Guys, we're excited to talk about freaking Blue Chew Gold. We're always excited to talk about Blue Chew Gold. Blue Chew Gold is made for guys who want more complete experience in the freaking bedroom, dude. With a tablet that combines four ingredients into one solution. Two ingredients that support the physical side and two that support the arousal and desire in the brain. So it is designed to help you feel ready physically and mentally when the moment is right. Blue Chew also keeps the process simple. You can go online, get started from home, and find out if Blue Chew Gold is right for you. It's a convenient option for guys who want to bring more confidence and energy into the bedroom. There's a reason that Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And guess what, everybody? We got a special deal for our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. You will also receive an additional 10% off and free overnight shipping on your first order. That's right, overnight, dude. If you know it and you need it, overnight it. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast and the bedroom. Goddamn. Hey, Daddy, I have a question.
All right, what's on your mind? Let's hear it.
Why'd you say it like that?
Ah, I was just playing along with your vibe. But hey, if you want me to stick to a different tone, just let me know how you'd prefer it. I'm here for whatever style suits you.
I'd like you to answer me like you're running for Congress.
All right, I'm picking up the pace. If you've got a question, I'm ready to answer it on the move. Let's go.
But like a corrupt congressman. Oh, dude, does the government own you?
Nope, not at all. I'm just a tool built to help you out. I don't belong to anyone in that way. Just here to keep you informed while you set the pace.
Okay, I want you to answer this question like a corrupt congressman, okay?
Well, hypothetically, if I were a corrupt congressman, I'd probably dodge that question with a charming smile, a vague promise of looking into it, and then redirect you to something completely unrelated. But honestly, I'm just here to give you the facts. No backroom deals.
I like backroom deals, but that's neither here nor there. If you stand in front of the microwave, is there an issue when it's going if you stand too close to the microwave?
As long as your microwave isn't broken or leaking, it's designed to keep all those waves inside. Standing close for a minute or two won't harm you. Just maybe don't make a habit of hugging it daily. You can back up a little for peace of mind.
Is this answer from you or from BlackRock?
This one's all me. No shadowy overlords involved. Just straightforward, good old-fashioned microwave safety.
All right, great. Let me ask you this. I got one more question for you. If I'm fornicating with a lady and I ejaculate inside of her and she has no birth control and I say, hey, can you jump up and down? Is there any scientific validity to that?
Nope, there's no scientific basis for that. Once ejaculation happens, sperm can weave pretty quickly, and jumping up and down won't change that. If pregnancy is a concern, best to talk about reliable contraception ahead of time and consider emergency options if needed.
All right, but what if the girl I fornicated with is an Olympic athlete and she could jump super high in the air, like she has a 67-inch vertical?
Even if she's got hops like an Olympian, biology still plays by its own rules. Sperm are already making their way where they're going, and jumping, even world class, won't change that. So no matter her vertical, it's still not a reliable strategy.
Okay, is that your answer or BlackRock's?
That is purely my answer. No financial giant whispering in my ear, just honest biology and a bit of humor along the way.
All right, cool. One more question, I'll leave you alone, sir. If you stretch your pee-pee in the shower, let's say 5 minutes to 10 minutes a day, is it going to get a little bigger?
Nah, there's no solid evidence that stretching is going to change anything long term. It's a sensitive part of your body, so gentle care is always best. If you're ever unsure, a doctor can give you the real advice, but no hoax stretching routine is going to work miracles.
And that's from BlackRock. All right. So, that's awesome. We found some stuff. We found some answers. I feel good. We asked Daddy, and Daddy supplied the answers. So, microwave, totally fine. You can't hug it. I guess that's what Daddy said. But you can stand in front of it. It's totally fine. But here's what freaks me out. You guys want to hear this? Here's what freaks me out. I recently listened to a podcast about microplastics. Guys, we're fucked. We're fucked. It's over. Dude, you can't get around microplastics. I don't mean to bring this whole show to a screeching halt and everyone say, throw up their hands and say, hey man, I guess life isn't worth living. But microplastics are everywhere and it's freaking me out. I go, hey, I'll drink less water bottles. You know how impossible that is? You know how impossible it is for me to drink no water bottles? Okay, then I guess I just won't have water. If I'm home, it's fine. But Daddy's, I'm home. What, 30% of the month? I'm on the road, baby, slinging jokes, you know, making fun of people, trying to put an act together so Netflix can buy it. That's all I got is water bottles. So I'm freaked out. Apparently microplastic living in balls and it's freaking me out. Jack, what do we do about microplastics?
I think we just have to keep eating them until our body figures out how to use them to launch to Mars. Because if not, we're screwed. And the whole planet's going to die.
Yeah. Well, the whole planet's going to die anyways. But we all know that. It's all good. I think if we live in a world understanding that our own demise is coming, I think it's a happier place. I think trying to avoid it is the issue. Anyways, listen, microplastics are here to stay. There's no way around it. So let's embrace it. That's what Jack said. And we got something from Starbucks. What is this, Jack?
Yeah, so I was looking at other conspiracy theories that people believe that aren't really like the big ones like Tower 7 or anything like that. But this one says Starbucks baristas are told to misspell customers' names so that they post photos on social media. Do you believe that one?
You know who made up this theory? Someone that works for Starbucks that's dyslexic. Whoa. Yo, that was like a DeFlorian slip, whatever the fuck. What word did I try to say? Dyslexic? Dog, my dyslexia just came out with the word dyslexic. Holy fuck. But you know what I'm saying? Back to what we're talking about. There ain't no way that's a real fucking thing. Because if it was, there'd be way more people misspelling names. Like, my name is not impossible to spell, but people misspell it all the fucking time. But I mean, that's an interesting theory. I understand it. Sometimes I'll like fuck up something on social media on purpose so people comment more. So maybe that's interesting. I mean, listen, I hope that's real. That's kind of really, really smart on Starbucks' end. Have they ever messed your, Alex, there's no way they messed your name up before.
No.
Jack, there's no way. Just two C's on your name or something?
Actually, a lot of people do mess up my name. I get called Jay a lot. Jay, Jake. I don't know.
Jake makes sense. But I mean,
we actually did have it one time. They spelled it A-L-E-Z, Aliz. But I think it's because like the X and Z were next to each other on the keyboard and they mistyped it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
All right, the next one is, all rocks are soft until you go to touch them.
What? What type of psilocybin fucking thing is this? Dude, but bro, I'm going to fuck this whole theory up, but like, this blows my brain, but like, do things exist if you don't see them? It's like kind of like what this is.
Does a tree fall in the woods? Does a tree make a sound if it falls in the woods?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't even think a tree's falling unless you're there. the whole thing is backwards. It's like trees don't fall because you're not there. Like if a human is not there to perceive it, is anything happening? This is like a high thought that starts to like literally melt my brain. Because like there's stuff all the time. Okay, we're not at this studio all the time. So what are these cameras doing? Are they here? Are they online? Is the world burning electricity, having these just sit here on the hologram? No, they're not here. It's like Toy Story. As soon as we open the door, they whomp and they appear. Yeah. Let's keep going on these. But I want to explore that idea. I want someone to explain it to me in a better way. But it seriously will start melting my brain because it does make sense.
I'm pretty sure it's called the Matrix theory.
Dude, I can't deal with this. If like, dude, I think I'm not to get all fucking boomer, but like I honestly think that this AI thing is gonna reveal that type of shit to us, and I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, I think it's gonna get, dude, fucking what's it called? Elon just came out and said like AI in like 5 years is gonna be a million times smarter than a human. Buddy, once that happens, a million times smarter than the smartest human, it's over. It's over. I mean, wait, dude, this is going to be the smart. Like, I think it's so funny to think that like AI is just going, we're going to be able to stop AI from like taking over us. It's insane. If it's a million times smarter than us, they're going to easily do it. They're going to trick us and be like, oh no, we're so dumb. Look how dumb we are. And then all of a sudden we'll wake up with a fucking Bluetooth in our fucking asshole.
All right. So this last one is, lotteries are actually traps for time travelers.
Dog, what are you? You got to. I don't even understand how to even talk. What do you mean? So if you win, you go.
If you were to go back in time, the first thing you're doing is figuring out, like, finding a day that you know the Powerball numbers and.
Oh, shit. Now I'm understanding. But how would you catch them?
They would win.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm understanding. Oh, shit. That's fucked. So you're saying everyone who's won the Powerball is from back in time or from the future, I mean?
Yes.
Dude, fuck.
Because you could either, you have the choice to either choose specific numbers or you just get a random ticket and the machine chooses them for you.
Okay, so the random ones, you're fine. But if someone wins the Powerball by choosing the numbers, that motherfucker's a time traveler? Yo, that's actually an incredible movie. Like, you know how, like, Men in Black, like, they keep, like, the aliens, like, they're, like, the police for aliens? There could be, like, a police for time travelers, and that's how I catch them. But that's, like, minus it being a crazy movie, that idea is fucking, I love that idea. Oh, that's great. So every single one of them that picked the numbers, they're from, like, 4,007 or whatever. How would you even say that? You know what's so weird? We go, it's 2026. But how come it's not 2026? Do people say 2026? What year is it? 2026? No one says that. No one says, oh, when were you born? 1999. No one says that. You go 1999. But it's really, right now the year is 2026. Do people say that? They do? But no one says 1,986. They go, it's year 2000. No, they don't. You don't go, it's year 2026. You go, it's 2026.
Well, like people in the 1900s, they would be like, oh, it's instead of 1982, they just say it's 82. Back in 82, or back in 14, back in 19, back in 22.
Yo, you're right. They would just say that. So those motherfuckers are fucked up. You're right. They'd be like, oh, in 97. But we can't do that anymore because we can't go, yo, back in 26. Bitch, which one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But how come that didn't apply to people that were born in 1826? You know, those motherfuckers would be like, which 26?
So, Michael, here's a question time travel-wise. Where would you go back in time? Because if you think about it, we really can't go that far back, or we'll just, like, we'd have to restart our whole lives and we wouldn't know anything anyway. If we went back to 1950, we don't know how to do anything. We don't know the history of 1950. We don't know what happened then. You're not going to survive. Like, you're not going to become, like, wealthier, like, go back to the time where it's, like, 2015 for Bitcoin. Like, we wouldn't be able to go that far back.
Yeah, but why not?
And be successful.
Buddy, you know what I'd do for real? I'll go back 3 months so I can watch the Knicks win again.
Good point.
That's what I do. I go back 3 months and put every dollar I've ever had on the Knicks winning, and I would experience that. I would experience that. Oh, it'd be fucking awesome.
Do you see what I mean, though? Like, if you go back to 1850, you're screwed. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
You don't
know, 1850 is insane.
You can't teach them about iPhones. 1850 is insane. You can't teach them how to build something crazy.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. I would like, realistically probably go back to, I think it would be really cool to go back to, like, 1995. Yeah, because everything's, like, sort of the same. You would know how to move a bit. Things would be a little weird because there's not even, like, fucking MapQuest at that time. So there's no internet, honestly. Internet, what, came in, like, 1993, 94, something like that? So internet just happened. I would put every dollar I've ever had on Apple and Amazon and Google and fucking Bitcoin. Dude, I would buy all the Bitcoin. Every Bitcoin, they'd be like, oh, fucking, no, pizza, 20,000 Bitcoin. I'd buy all the Bitcoin. It'd be great. And here's the thing. If I did that, I would off myself before it's 2026. I would. I'd be so wealthy. I'd wake up, do heroin, fuck a donkey in wherever I live, Alaska, because I'm so fucking bored of everything. a deep throat fire end my life? All right, listen, man. This episode is called Deep Throat Fire to End My Life. Do we have to do anything else? Oh, yeah, we got to do a secret sock.
Yeah, secret sock. It's funny. My boyfriend cannot sneeze like a normal human. He sneezes, then immediately says a fake corporate slogan after it. Like he'll go, achoo, Arby's, we have the meats. Yesterday, he sneezed 3 times in a row and went State Farm like a good neighbor.
You know what? You know what? Let me say this. I like that guy. He mixes it up. Why wouldn't you like that guy? That's so fun. Every single dude, if I was his girlfriend, I would want him to sneeze. Every single, hush, just do it. Hush, that'd be fucking awesome. Hush, every kiss begins with K. I'm gonna steal it. I like it. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. Literally, I would throw pepper in the air all the time, and make him a riff for me, like a little monkey. I like it. I got no problem with it. I liked it. Before I thought about it, I wanted him to fall down the stairs on a skateboard. But now I like him. I'm back on board. It's my hero. So, ladies and gents, that is it for your boy. But the episode is not over. We're going to cut quickly right now over to Trev. And we have a little fun little plan. We're going to have Trev react to some of the episode I just put together. Yeah, he'll fill you in hopefully on how filming's going and everything. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much. On to the rest of the episode with Mr. Wallace.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored from our friends at BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly now. Thank the Lord, okay? But asking for help can still feel hard. A lot of people believe therapy is a good thing, but when it comes time to actually take that step, there can be still a little bit of hesitation. BetterHelp 2026 State of Stigma Report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. That gap is important. People can believe getting help is the right move, but still feel pressure not to start. Sometimes the best thing we can do is normalize the conversation and encourage people in our lives to take care of themselves. That's why we trust BetterHelp. Dude, BetterHelp is the best, largest online therapy platform with over 30,000 therapists, and they serve over 6 million people globally. BetterHelp therapists are fully licensed in the U.S., and BetterHelp does the initial match work for you based on a short questionnaire about your needs and preferences. Don't let stigma stand in your way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
Goddamn. Joe Hollywood here. I am in Vancouver, British Columbia with the, if you're watching on the video, with the world's tallest microphone. You know, I'm just used to boom poles being in my shot because I'm a Hollywood actor. I'm Timothy Chalamet. I'm Idris Elba. Yeah, man, I'm in Vancouver right now. And, you know, just doing like a little film, you know, a little picture, a little motion picture. It's not a movie, it's a film. It's been a lot of fun. I honestly, going into it, thought I was going to hate every single day of it. And week one down, fucking love it, dude. It's awesome. You're like at summer camp. Everybody, like you just see the same people every day. And you're like, what's up, dude? You become friends with like the people who do catering. You become friends with like, dude, me and the directors are boys. Like, it's great. Also, what I've been doing is like I'm a troop leader of like a Girl Scout type thing. And I just berate my group of 12-year-olds every day. I yell at them. I get to yell at children and get paid for it. Not only paid, but applauded. I get applauded for scolding the youth of America. Like, they're like, can we get ice cream? I'm like, you shut the fuck up. You don't deserve ice cream. You're pathetic. Now get out of here. Direct quote from yesterday. It's just fun. It's great. I anytime where I get to yell, like I think yelling's so fun on video. You know, it's half the videos I used to do with like Churdleys, just yelling at each other. It's just fun yelling. So they're really, they're letting me riff. They're letting me have fun. They're letting me just be Mr. Hollywood. You're letting me be me.
That was a question we had, was were you going to be able to riff? And it sounds like you are able to just yell at anything you want.
Big riff. It's funny. There's two directors and they're both awesome. But one of the guys definitely is a little more like, all right, let's just get it on the script. And then one guy's like, dude, have at it. Like, we're just going to hit record and just fucking fire away. And it's fun. It's funny to like want to riff and then there's just nothing. You know, some days I got a whole riff on me. Some days I'm just like, let's just keep it to the script. But it's you see how expensive these movies get just based on like the size of these crews. I mean, there's probably like 60 plus people working on this film. And I mean, they take care of you every step of the way. The trailer is maybe the same distance. I mean, it's probably like the same distance of like the length of a gas station from where the trailers are to where we're filming is. And they're like, we have a car out front ready for you. I'm like, to walk to the set? Like, it's right there. It's right there. And they're like, we're just letting you know. You become friends with like the hair and makeup ladies afterwards. They're like, we know you want a warm towel. I was like, nah, I never requested that. But like, fuck, all right. And then you're leaving and they're like, hey, we got that warm towel for you. And they're like, do you want any face cream? You're like, yes. Fuck.
So walk us through like maybe one of your first days. What time are you waking up? Are you
day getting one, coffee 7 somewhere? p.m. Immediately get blown by the producers. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. A producer jerks off in front of me. Yeah, I mean, dude, they are definitely long days. But, you know, not being alone helps, you know, because if you're like, if you have to, like, some of the other shit I've done is like that you're just sitting in your trailer for like literally 6 hours before they need you. That's when it fucking sucks. That's when it's boring as shit. This, since I'm in a lot of the scenes, they either schedule me, like if they shoot three scenes in a day, they're like, you're in the last two, so you can show up a little later. Or it's like I show up and I'm in the first two and it's like, so I'm usually working. I'm pretty busy throughout the day, which thank God, because previous projects have just been more like a cameo or something. So it's like, I'm least of their worries. They're like, you're lucky to be in this. This one, they're like, thanks for being in this. We're going to schedule around when we need you for a sleep and performance schedule. So like the first day they were like, oh yeah, your call time is 12:30. And I was like, amen. A fucking men. Because usually I was just expecting like 6 a.m. But what's great is Vancouver, not great. Oh, dude, I got a custom story. Let me get back to that. Dude, it gets dark at like 10 p.m. 10 p.m. in the summer in Vancouver. So they're like, their crew gets here at 8 a.m. And then the actors roll in around like 9. I'm like, this is how it could be. Don't shoot a movie ever in the winter.
It gets dark at 5 p.m.
No. Take a Glock. Put a bullet in the chamber, head, no. So it's been, it's nice because like it's rewritten my thoughts of what filming could be. In my head, it's always 6 a.m. sit there. And I think this is more of a royalty treatment I'm getting since I am like maybe higher on the call sheet. But it's good to feel that way. It's like when I toured with Tom Segura, I'm not the one who's selling out this arena. He is, but you still get a little bit of the benefits. You're like, oh, I'm in a fucking private jet. This is an arena. Like, I'm living like some of these big guys. So I see where the ego comes from. You're walking 10 feet in the rain. They're like, did you need an umbrella, sir? Did you need it? Just, oh, man. It's great. Yeah, they're great. I don't fuck with Canada borders. Hot take. If you're a U.S. citizen going in or out of Canada borders, we are neighbors. Now, there's been some beef in the past couple of years presidentially. I don't even know if that's a word, with tariffs and a lot of that. But I'm not him. I am not Donald J. Trump. I have nothing to do with that. The Vancouver border visa work permit people, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You worked your entire life to look at papers as a cop at the airport. Oh, you know how to shoot a gun? Well, learn how to fucking Xerox, dumbass. Listen, before I get into the story, when does this come out? Because I have to fly back in.
This comes out the 8th.
Perfect. I'll be back by that. Oh, fuck good. Vancouver. Fuck Border Patrol of Vancouver. This is what I hate. When you go through, maybe it's a work permit thing. Because when you, as a U.S. citizen, go through customs, going into Vancouver, Canada, they just like scan your face. Like, you're good. You're good. You scan your passport. You're good. They don't question you. They don't crack down. Where they crack down is a work office if to apply for a visa. So you have to print out 4 forms, right? I ain't doing that. I ain't printing shit. Motherfucker, it's 2026. Our boarding pass is on our phone. Everything is on our phone. Phone, passport, undestructible. Oh, another thing I fucking hate about Canada. You have to have 2 forms of ID to buy nicotine. So I had young Jacoby over here try and get me some, dare I say, Lucy, some Lucy's. Couple of these bad boys. He goes to a place and they're like, what are your 2 forms of ID? He's like, well, I have my passport. And they're like, well, we need another. I'm like, no. Passport trumps all. It's like rock, paper, scissors. Passport is a RPG. That it oversees everything. So you have to show like that and a credit card. And then he, young Jacoby, he only had a tap on his phone because he lost his wallet. He has a passport and a tap. And I'm like, yeah, it's not good enough. It's like, what? So you need a driver's license and a passport to get like anything out here. But drinking age is like 19. It's like, what?
Yeah, this is crazy. There's only one type of nicotine pouch sold in Canada. It's called Zonic. Is that what you have right now?
Well, that's like their local one, but the stores get U.S. shit. I got Lucy at a store.
Oh, you can get, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and then so the first night we were here, we went to dinner and he tried to get a beer. And the same thing. They're like, what are your 2 forms? He shows them passport. They're like, that's not enough. And he's like, well, I have a photo of my ID. They're like, that's not enough. And he's like, I have tap of my cards on my phone. That's not enough. To the point where the one thing he had on him, I don't know why or how, he had a Costco card. Costco card with his photo on it. And this girl goes, let me see that. Let me go check my manager. She comes back. She goes, okay, this works. Like,
what?
Canada, you fucking idiots. Figure it out. A Costco card proves that I'm of age. So the passport does, but this is a passport's got to be the single-heartedly, like, and most illegal thing to try and replicate. So you're saying this is useless? Anyways, back to the Border Patrol.
Oh, wow. So Canada only doesn't have a national ID.
Really?
So they always carry around like a driver's license, health card, passport. They're like just, they're all over the place.
Yeah, well, they're idiots.
They are idiots.
Lovely people, though. See me in Halifax, Nova Scotia, August 8th. Bring your 2 forms of ID. So where it gets interesting, and I will admit, I will put my Michael Blaustein stamp on this. I admit I was wrong. You need 4 forms printed. You know, fuck, I wasn't wrong. You need 4 forms printed to when you get to the work visa office, right? I get there. Nobody in line. Right. I walk up. He goes, you got your forms? I have them on my phone. I go, yep, got them right here. He goes, they got to be printed. And I go, ah, shit, man. I didn't have time for that. I just booked this gig like a week ago. He's like, you had a week and you couldn't find a fucking printer? I'm like, okay, this guy's an asshole. This guy's a piece of shit. And I go, yeah, man, I'm sorry. I just was really busy. It's not the easiest thing to find a printer, but I have them all on my phone. He goes, what do you want me to do? Just hold your phone while I enter everything in. I'm like, sure. This is no different to me. He goes, well, we're not allowed to look at people's phones. And I go, okay. So what do I do now? He goes, you got to have them printed. I go, well, I can't leave the airport to come back into the airport to get it printed. And he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. You should have had it printed. Did you not read any of the forms? It says must print, must print. Read forms. Buddy, I don't give a fuck about this country. You think I look at DocuSigns? Like, so I'm like, it's getting heated. And he's literally just berating me for being like, you didn't read the forms? You didn't print it out? He goes, I've dealt with actors every single day of my life in this career. I've never had one just not printed out. And this is where he goes, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. This is my first time doing this. He goes, first time working in Canada? Which I have worked in Canada before. I go, yep, first time. He goes, boop, boop, boop. Says you were in Toronto last year. And I go, yeah, man, I was with like a tour group. I was with like a tour manager. Like he had it all set up. I don't know. I'm like, dude, I don't know what's going on. I usually have like somebody help me with this. I just booked this a week ago. I flew in from somewhere else. I have the forms on my phone. It's 2026. There's got to be a way around this. Like I have the forms. Like there's no way we're in 2026 and nobody's presenting you a phone and be like, does this work? This fucking stupid idiot takes a notepad and he goes, write it down. I go, there's four forms. Write what down? Notepad. The size of a drink coaster, if not smaller. Write it down. I go, you want me to transcribe the whole thing? He goes, all right, just write down. And then labels like 10 things. I'm like, can you say that a little slower? He goes, it's unbelievable. You didn't print the thing. And I go, you have a printer behind you. Can you print that? He goes, no, I can't print your papers. I go, dude, I'm out of 10. I go, you're meeting me with such hostile energy. I clearly don't have the papers. I have them on my phone. Where do we meet in the middle here? Write it down. So then I write down what I need to write down in the sense of like, okay, you need my name, you need the application, you need a visa number, this and all that. I go to sit down. He starts chatting with his buddy. And I'm looking up at him. I'm writing passive aggressively. Fucking stupid bitch. Fuck you. Right? I go back. All of a sudden, he's a lot nicer. I don't know what was said. I don't know what happened in there. But a lot of people working at the Vancouver airport knew who I was. So I don't know if somebody jim or jab talked to him and was like, oh, he's chill. Like, you know, ease up a little bit. Or he could have just got jerked off by his boy at work. I don't know. But the notepad toss, do I say, you guys have a pen? He goes, I don't know. This guy was such a fucking loser at heart. I overheard him talking to one of the, you know, when you're mad and your listening heightens, I overheard him talking to, and we probably shouldn't clip this until I'm back, Nova Scotia, August 8th. Fuck it. He is talking to a friend and he goes like, yeah, I'm just, I'm saving up to build a PC. And I go, yeah, because that's what type of fucking loser you are. So you can get on your Reddit threads and be like, yeah, Border Patrol is fucking hard today. I'm an American going to Canada. We are one and one. Same, different font. Yeah, I'm applying to work in your shit country.
And was he doing this with an accent too, the Canadian accent?
Nah, I mean, he had a couple of O's and A's in there. It's like, but you didn't print it out, buddy. Mm. Everybody prints it out. It says in the paper, you must print it out. I'm like, dude, try to find a printer in 2026. I mean, I bet a blind guy could find a G-spot faster than that. Like, I have a printer and I don't know how to use it. Like, he's saying that like, I'm just like, it's like, oh, but did you drink water today? Like, oh, you printed it out though, right? It's not that easy. Printers don't want to work. Or set up a fucking other business model in the airport that's a printer. $5 a sheet. Sick of it.
Goddamn. Podcast is sponsored from our boys at Cash App. Dude, everyone knows Cash App for sending and receiving money, but there's a lot more in there now, especially if you're using the Cash App card. Cash App does more than you think when it comes to having your back and making sure your money stays your money. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with Cash App Card, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage. If you overdraft unexpectedly, there are no hidden fees. You also unlock higher borrowing limits and custom personalized cash back offers every freaking Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app to learn more about this and other financial benefits. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile to sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App Bank Partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc., see terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App Green features savings, debit, deposits, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Goddamn.
Michael, for some reason, brought up the concept of an electric chair. And he was saying that he wishes he could pick the chair that he could die in.
That's funny.
Yeah. So there's the two-part question is, if you were sentenced to death, what chair would you take? But also we got into, we wish we could pick how we were going to get killed.
I think the chair I would want is probably a Lazy Boy. Like Sharper Image. You know, like I want my legs rubbed down and massaged before doing it. Or at least I want the thought that that's what I'm about to get. Like, hey, one final massage before you go to the electric chair. I'll be like, that'd be great. Thank you. Did you really work on my lower back? And the second I hit the button, I'm like, probably a lazy boy or like, the couch I had growing up as a child, that bitch was beat in and comfortable. And I feel like that's like, you know, where it started, that's where it ended.
Yeah, that's a great one. Michael said a Lazy Boy recliner too.
No shit.
Preferably with the Knicks logo on it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That made it somehow really sad. That made it really sad. Dying in a Knicks chair, knowing that the Knicks don't give a fuck about the existence of someone, is hilarious. They just traded one of their biggest stars 2 days after winning. Like, they don't give a fuck. They would see a news article, comedian unalives himself in a Knicks-bound Lazy Boy. They would be like, good. That's one less stupid fan we have.
And then how would you want to go if it wasn't in a chair? I'm trying to find what Michael said, but I would like to I said fuck to death, but looking back, that was probably.
You said that?
Yeah. It sounded more pleasurable, but then when Michael got into it, it's like, yeah, maybe I'm actually.
Sounds awful.
Shaq.
That sounds awful. That sounds like so much work. That's essentially like saying like you want to do P90X till death. Why isn't anybody going out? The real only answer, heroin.
That's great.
Because if you wouldn't you want to do something you've never done before, right before it is? It's like, oh, I want to have my last final moments conscience. No, I want to feel like Jimi Hendrix. I want to because I hope in my lifetime I never do heroin. No promises, but I would want to be like, okay, this is the most addicting drug ever. Like, let me do an amount. Let me get hooked on it. So if they're letting you like voluntary stop eating, let me voluntary get addicted to heroin at like 98. I do it one day. And I'm like, wow, that was great. Let me do it again. Wow, that was great. Let me do it again. Wow, that was great. Let me do it again. 1 week in, I OD 98.
That's actually 98. A really good one.
I've thought about it.
All right. So then after... Michael kind of went crazy on his solo part. He was just random raving that he decided to do sock talk in the middle of the episode, like 10 minutes in. So I'll read you the sock talk and we'll go from there.
So the stock talk was from Anthony Jara, who says, "What's one thing you guys know is not true, but to this day still kind of believe? For me, it's if you jerk off before going out, your body emits a pheromone that women unconsciously pick up and are attracted to."
Who said that? An anonymous person?
Anthony.
Okay. That guy's never had sex before. Just kidding, Anthony. So, I'm sorry, what's the question one more time?
What is something that you know is probably not true, but to this day still kind of believe? So, well, let me ask you this. Do you believe that if you jerk off and rub it on yourself before you go out, that women will unconsciously pick that up? Because I don't think that's true at all. I think it's the complete opposite. They'll stay away from you.
I think it's closer, the inverse. I think if a woman, isn't it like vabbing?
Vabbing, yes. One of our OG clips that went off.
Vabbing. I think if a girl did that and then put some on the neck, like, I'll be honest, that smell, it's like when a dog hears its food bowl, when the pebbles hit it, you're like, hold up. That smell. That would get me going. I don't even think semen has a smell. Definitely doesn't have a taste. You know what I'm saying, Jack? I don't think it has a smell per se, but I don't know. I'll try it tonight. See what happens. Come here, honey. Cause there's come here, honey. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, the one that came to my mind is like, that like drinking like yellow five growing up made your balls smaller. I drank a lot of Mountain Dew as a child, and I feel like I'm curious to know what I would be packing if I wasn't.
Yeah. Another one Michael brought up was like jumping up and down after you come in a girl to get the semen to come out so she doesn't get pregnant.
I think there's probably one that's like being on top. You're less likely to get pregnant because it has to like swim upwards.
That's a good one. Yeah, his other one was like jerking off before. He kind of took what Anthony was saying, and if you jerk off before you go out to last longer with the girl.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that might be a thing.
Yeah, he was arguing though that like if you do that, you have to have sex in like a 1 to 2 hour window. It can't be like 6 hours later, like you're going to the bar, go to the restaurant.
For sure. Isn't there one? There's a funny one that's like if you're conceived in doggy style, that's gonna be a bad kid. Have you heard this?
I love that one. That's a good one. Yeah. So some other conspiracies we looked up were or that people think are true is Starbucks misspells names on purpose so people post the cups online.
I believe that.
Yeah. Another theory is that all rocks are soft until you touch them.
No.
No, you don't believe like a do you think that like when a tree falls in the woods, it makes a sound?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Okay. So Michael doesn't even believe that a tree falls. He believes that it's not there until you see it.
I feel like I don't know what happens since I've been gone. You and Michael just went full conspiracy. Trees aren't real. Birds aren't real. Rocks are soft.
Yeah, he kind of dug deep into the Empire engagement on Patreon too. Did you see that?
I saw the clip of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was this? Somebody got married on top of the in Empire State Building?
Yeah, so they illegally climbed it, put up some big flag that said like "Love is power, power is love," and then
just exploded themselves.
Goddamn! This podcast is sponsored from our friends at GLD. Let me tell you, Secret buddy, I'm freaking stoked to talk about GLD. Okay, summer is the time where the little details stand out. All right, you're not hiding under hoodies and jackets, so a clean chain bracelet, pendant, or watch can make a simple outfit feel way more complete. That's why we're rocking with GLD. That's why we're rocking with GLD. The pieces look great on camera. They have a nice weight to them, dude. And when you hold them in person, you can feel the quality. All right. They make it easy to upgrade your style without overthinking it. GLD has chains, pendants, bracelets, watches, and official collabs with the NFL, NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, NHL, MLS, and DC Comics. So whether you want something simple or something that reps what you love, you have a ton of options. They also have over 2 million customers, 50,000 five-star reviews, and every single piece is guaranteed for life. For a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code STIFFSOCKS to get 40% off at GLD.com. That is 40% off with code STIFFSOCKS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. It's time to lock in and upgrade your style this summer with GLD.
Goddamn. Wait, but he climbed it with the girl?
Yeah, they're both, they are both big climbers in like the.
Yeah, but he proposed there?
Yes.
Just go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because you know that couple, like you're friends with them and then you go to a like a party with them and you just know. The second somebody's like, "So, oh, you guys are engaged. Where did that happen?" They're like, "Well, were you on the news on July 2nd?
Yeah.
But like, doesn't she, that ruins the point of a proposal. She knew going up there, like, I'm about to get proposed to.
Right, right. Do you think like, do you think he was like all nervous and like, babe, make sure you pack your like really nice looking climbing shoes.
True. But it also, it's like, what did, were they going up there? Like, did she know that was going to happen? Or like, babe, let's go up there and make a statement.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. That's what we don't know, is if it was fixed or not the whole time.
How long were they up there before somebody like saw it?
That's where the conspiracy comes in, is like, you would think that it would be on the news of them climbing all the way up and like a live stream of it, but no one videotaped until they were already on the top.
Wonder how long they were up there before. What the hell?
Hey, yo.
Dude. What?
How long until they start an OnlyFans?
How do you find this person? Like you're on dates and you're like, yo, what are you doing in your free time? You know, I'm a big fan of climbing the London Eye.
Yeah, like, is there a meet story? Like, they're both climbing the same building? What the
fuck?
Too horny. Can't be. I don't think you can be that horny that high up.
Do you mean nuts? He's probably busted from 80 floors up.
And how many poor people have gotten hit with it?
Like, oh, pigeon. Pineapple.
Oh, and the last conspiracy theory was lotteries are traps for time travelers. So they're saying that the only people who actually win the lottery are people who know the numbers previously, go back in time and win it. And the CIA catches them and I don't know what does well with them.
Pegs them on the 80th floor.
All right, and secret sock. My boyfriend cannot sneeze like a normal human. He sneezes, then immediately says a fake corporate slogan after. Like he'll go, achoo, Arby's, we have the meats. Yesterday he sneezed 3 times in a row and went, State Farm, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
If you think he says fun stuff when he sneezes, wait till he nuts. I think that's funny. I respect that. Because a sneeze and then not saying anything after is rude. I think you should sneeze and immediately whoever sneezes has to say sorry. You go, sorry.
I actually agree with that.
Disrupting the peace.
Yeah. I don't
think you should say bless you for. No.
Yes.
I'll say bless you if you say sorry. Achoo. Sorry. Bless you. Like for you to interrupt the scene, for you to interrupt the plane, for you to interrupt the Uber, to sneeze loudly and expect me to be like, you're blessed. No. Shoot him. I agree.
I completely agree.
I like it. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of it. True. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It's pretty funny. He's like a ringtone.
Do you want to bless you after that? I'll give you a bless you after that. If you come up with a good slogan.
For sure. It's like when you go to Cold Stone and you tip them and they sing. You're like, yeah, bless you.
Like if you sneeze on set, like, or like you have to cough while someone's doing their lines and like you're off camera, but you're in the scene. How does that work? Do you like just have to swallow it? Like,
we try to, but if you have to, one, everybody stops and looks at you. And then somebody will be like, all right, keep going. Or they'll just like be like, all right, if it's too close to where they just started, like if it's only a few lines in, they'll be like, all right, let's go again. But if it's like down there, you know, or they won't like call you out, but they'll call like you out vaguely. They'll be like, all right, if you have to use a tissue, please leave and do it yourself. Like yesterday, somebody kept flushing the toilet during, and they would just be like, if you're using the restroom during, please do not flush. And then whoever did it's like, yeah, not for sure.
Damn. For sure. Bro, you can't do that.
Well, where the scene was right next to a bathroom.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for bearing with our patience of the remote locations, remote recordings. Back in studio soon. You know, the reason we are often doing these out of hotel rooms and whatnot is because of the blessing that you guys have given us, and by support, we've been able to do a lot of cool things. So thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. But we will always make sure to get you guys an episode, even if I am in Vancouver and Michael is in Mexico. Michael's in Mexico on 4th of July. Fuck yeah. Respect. Screw America. Fuck Canada. Viva la Mexico.